going on, everybody? So we've been really going into a lot of different things with these episodes lately, you know, with the life questions that I've done previously. I might help you to do that in more practical based episodes as well, rather than just kind of giving the information. I think I'm finding the practice-based episodes more useful for people, I think. So I'm going to do more of those, I think. Eventually, we're going to go into the life questions in an episode in a way to where you can start to really become aware of your own implicit philosophies that you might not even be aware of. That's the deep problem with all of this, is that actually a lot of times what I find is that we're not as aware of ourselves and our own implicit philosophies or understandings as we really think we all are. And that creates a really damaging situation for ourselves, because when we're not aware of those things, it's not like an object or device where you're not aware of it and it just kind of sits there and does its thing. It's more like something that you're not aware of, but instead of it sitting there, it becomes destructive. It becomes problematical for you, and you start judging people because of this implicit philosophy. You start to demonize people because of this implicit philosophy, whatever it is, or this implicit moral system or understanding. And so you could have an implicit philosophy that you're not aware of, that's controlling you in this current moment. Shadow elements of stage green or purple or orange or spiral dynamics, any of those levels of spiral dynamics, as well as shadow elements of different Enneagram type typologies or shadow types of cognitive personality theory aspects, you know, cognitive functions. And I could talk a lot about all that, but really none of that's really going to help you if you don't understand what the fuck I'm talking about, right? Because what I've become aware of is that when it comes to you and things that you have an implicit philosophy or understanding or moral about, there's basically two basic levels, right? The first level is what you would call the shadow self, which is like things that you hide from yourself that you're not aware of, but still control you / make you a certain way without you realizing it, right? You know, for instance, you could have a situation where, for instance, somebody says something about you, makes you triggered, only to find out later that they were right about you. Maybe they're a little bit brutal, too honest about it with you or something, but, you know, whatever it is, right? This kind of thing happens to people. The other element is what I would call shadow elements of reality. And, you know, an example of this is, like, you see somebody who is doing something that you disagree with, dislike, maybe it's an opposite, don't attract kind of thing, you know, things like this. And so you become inimical to this thing. It becomes like you're like magnetized towards it or away from it kind of thing. And so this kind of situation, these two basic shadow selves, when it comes to the self, shadow self and shadow other, which is really the same thing in a lot of ways, which is a deep episode for another time. But like these two basic things make up what you would call the shadow, what people call the shadow. And what makes up the shadow, why the shadow exists, is because of these implicit philosophies and understandings that we've been talking about. I might go deeper into that in an episode, But I want to talk to you about impatience, because I know there might be people in this audience who struggle and deal with impatience as a general rule, and they might be wondering what's causing this. And so we're going to be going into this. I've been talking about integrating reality with self in an episode I called Integrating Reality with Self, something along those lines. And in that episode, I helped you to kind of become aware of the shadow elements of reality that you have about reality, integrating that within yourself in a more general way. Now we're going to go into this in more specific ways. This is just an example of impatience. It's probably one of the best examples, to be honest with you, because one of the things that I've become aware of is that when you are impatient, when you are judging, there is some kind of intolerance going on there. What are you intolerant of? And that's the question, right? And so what I want you to do is to think of a time where you were impatient about something. Or if you can't think of anything like that, you can think of a time as well where you were intolerant about something. Intolerance just basically means you were judging this thing, right? Like, oh, how dare you do this thing, or how dare this thing exist, or whatever it is, right? We can do all of those things. Become aware of the impatient thing you're impatient about. Notice that and see if you can notice the implicit philosophy or understanding that is underpinning this. And the way to really do this is by noticing your true feelings regarding why you don't like this thing. Your true emotions, your true thoughts. True in this moment, or true in that moment, at least. This is the second element of shadow aspect within yourself. Because the more that you start to become aware of these implicit philosophies, is the more you can start to realize that like 90% of the self you are actually unaware of. You might not think that's the case, but it's actually true. Like, this is even true for people who introspect. Because if your introspection is self only, what I've often noticed is you can actually delude yourself more because it's self only. And what I mean by this is, like, you take some time off. You maybe take a couple of minutes or an hour or whatever to just sit there and look at yourself and go, like, what do I think about this? Or what do I think about that? Now, that's using the conscious mind to understand the conscious mind. But that's the conscious mind. That's not the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind has all kinds of implicit philosophies, understandings, morals, sub-realities, whatever you're going to call them, that actually play more of a role and an influence on you than these conscious thoughts and minds and conscious thoughts and philosophies and beliefs and understandings. Which is why it's important to become aware of your behavior and look inward and go, why? What is causing this implicit behavior? And what is the implicit philosophy or understanding behind this, right? Something along those lines. And become aware of the true thoughts and feelings of the person, of the so-called self, in that moment, once you do this. Once you start to do that, you start to realize, like, oh my God, I'm not actually aware of this thing. That's the shadow element of the self. Whatever that self is, I'm assuming the self even exists, but that's another topic for another episode. And you can do this with literally anything. And so instead of doing this thing where you sit there and you go like, oh, what is life about? Or what am I thinking about this or whatever? You're looking toward, you're doing the same kind of introspection, but you're doing it in the present. You're doing it with what is happening now, which makes it simpler, makes it stabler, more stable, and makes you more able to kind of understand what's happening in a deeper way. Because you may want one thing consciously, but you may want another thing unconsciously that you're not aware of. But you can become aware of that once you start to become aware of your emotions, and go, and then you can go like, why am I upset at this thing? What is the implicit philosophy or understanding behind this upset, this triggering, whatever it is that you're feeling right now, whatever it is that you're thinking right now, whatever it is that's making you impatient, whatever it is that's making you upset, whatever it is that's making you annoyed, things like this. And it's not really a super complex process, actually. Sounds like it might be, but it's really not. And a matter of fact, I'd argue that the more complex it is, the more complex you make things like this, is the more you actually miss the mark when it comes to seeing your implicit philosophies and understandings. And this is an important fundamental point, actually. The more you overcomplicate this process, is the more you will miss the mark when it comes to doing this particular exercise. Because when you are overcomplicating things, you're using the conscious mind again. The conscious mind is not what we're looking for. We're not looking to the conscious mind. We're looking to the unconscious. We're looking to the implicit so that we can understand what's happening and go beyond the thing that's happening, if that's what you want to do. But you first have to become aware of it. If you're not aware of it, you're not going to be able to fix it. You're not going to be able to even notice what's happening. And so, yeah, that's really the process. I mean, I could do in all kinds of episodes on this. And so, what you need to start to do is when you feel anything at all, when you're going through anything at all in life, it could be the simplest thing, could be the most annoying thing, could be an upset, could be when you're happy, could be when you're sad, could be when you're annoyed, when you're impatient, when you're judging something, when you're angry at something, when you're nervous about something, whatever it is. You just try to dig into that and notice the implicit philosophy or understanding within this, which is kind of going beyond the surface level, but not too deeply beyond that. Because then that would be ruminating, right? Because if you go too deeply beyond this, you will start to give in and feed your thought, feed into this implicit philosophy, which is the story. We're going a little bit beyond story here and kind of including story within structure. In kind of a way that makes you like more aware of how the story is influencing you. It's actually not even the story, really. It's more like the structure of the story, right? Because you have the story, which is like, oh, I'm doing this right here, right there, you know, this kind of thing. But the structure of the story is, I am doing this. You know, sorry, hold on, I did that wrong. So the content or the story is like, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me and this kind of thing. The structure of the story, the causes of the story, the reasoning for the story is I have an implicit philosophy or understanding that is creating X. And this implicit philosophy or understanding is Y, whatever that is. You're going beyond a story. But you're including that structural element. You're understanding it from that level. But you have to include it first. You have to become aware of it first. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting your entire life. Honestly, this is what I've been doing my entire life. Wasting my entire life on useless trivialities. Like, oh, this philosophy is important, and this philosophy is important. I mean, yeah, that is true. But if you're not integrating those philosophies into reality, if you're not becoming aware of how they aren't actually integrated into yourself at this current moment and how that's not integrated into reality, those philosophies are useless to you. In fact, they're worse than useless because they're actually kind of a detriment to you, because what ends up happening is that you can create two different selves in a sense, right? You create a self that is philosophical, that is intellectual. You know, the self that is kind of more based on like curiosity and asking questions. And then there's the other self that is judgmental, that is intolerant, that is impatient, that is all these different things that is not philosophical or intellectual. And you're not aware of that second self. That second self is, but that second self is what is controlling you, what is making the decisions. Not always, but, you know, in these particular cases that we're talking about. And you can do this with your philosophizing as well. Like, why am I philosophizing this? What is causing me to do this? What is my reasoning for doing this? And that's going beyond the content of philosophizing. So, yeah, that's the process right there. So anyways, hope you enjoy this one. Kind of just going into the integrating self with reality episode that I did, going deeper with that, with this one. And I'll talk to you next episode.